This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Reed Frazier, sitting in for Jennifer Shveta Jordan. Clean energy is seen as key to slowing down climate change, and solar power could be a key to this. One way solar panels can pay for themselves is through the process of net metering. That's a way of selling energy back to the grid from a solar panel that you've installed on your property. Pennsylvania is now proposing changes to its current system for net metering, and it has some solar advocates worried. They say it could make it harder for some people to harvest energy from the sun. All around the country, utilities and governments are trying to grapple with how to deal with this still small solar sector. Here to talk about this with us is Stephen Lacey. He's senior editor at Green Tech Media. Stephen, welcome to the Allegheny Front.
Hi, Reed. Thanks for having me.
So I was wondering if you could just set the solar industry in context for me. How big is it? How fast is it growing? And where does it fit in terms of the total renewable energy sector?
When you look at actual generation, solar still only represents about 1% of electricity generation in this country. But when you look at actual growth trends, it is expanding very, very quickly. So the industry put on about 4,700 megawatts of systems online in 2013. That might not mean a whole lot to people, but what it means is the industry in 1 year put the equivalent of about 5 nuclear power plants online.
Now, part of this boom in the solar industry is tied to net metering, I understand. Can you tell us what net metering is? I mean, most of us understand solar energy, the basics. You put the solar panel on your house. It feeds electricity to your house when the sun shines. But net metering is seen as key to this whole apparatus. Tell us about it and why it's so important.
Net metering allows an owner of a residential solar system to basically sell their electricity back into the grid for full retail electricity rates. And around the country, there are 43 states with these policies. The solar industry considers this to be the bedrock of solar policy and getting residential solar systems to actually participate in the energy market.
Now, Pennsylvania is one of those states that does allow for net metering. But recently, the state's Public Utility Commission, the PUC, has proposed some new rules on who can qualify for net metering. And some solar advocates are not happy about this. They say the state is putting roadblocks in front of solar. Can you explain what the state has in mind here, and how do other states do it?
It looks like Pennsylvania is really just trying to clarify who qualifies for net metering. There are two parts to this clarification. And the first is to just define who the customer is. They've said that a solar system to qualify for net metering has to be placed physically on the actual home to serve the electricity load. And they don't want solar customers with a big system that should probably get compensated for wholesale rates rather than retail rates to game the system. So I'll give you an example here. Say a homeowner wants to install a system and they have shading on their rooftop. Their rooftop is too small. They don't have a good space for it. Maybe they put that system on a ground mount in their backyard. The solar industry says that under these changes, that person might not actually qualify for the policy. The implications are that it could change who actually gets credited here. And the second piece of this is just a limitation on how much electricity you can feed back into the grid. What the PUC is saying is that the homeowner shouldn't get credited for more than 110% of the electricity that they're actually consuming on-site in their home. And there have been a couple other caps that are similar. In Nevada, we've seen a cap of 150% of electricity consumption, and in Minnesota, it's lower at 125%. But this 110% is the lowest that I've seen, and I think the solar industry is worried that it puts solar at a disadvantage.
Yeah, so why would the state want to limit, you know, a homeowner's generation of solar power? It seems like, isn't that what we want? We want zero emissions electricity. What's going on here?
The utility industry sees solar as cutting into its business model. So when a person installs solar on that home and gets credited for it, and the utility has to pay them for the electricity, then that's taking revenue away from the utility itself. And so that's why around the country, you're starting to see utilities attempt to change net metering laws, not necessarily to kill solar, but in their eyes to make it more fair.
Now, with this surge in solar power across the country, there is a bit of a backlash. ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, a conservative and business interest group, has called people who use net metering free riders on the utility system and proposed charging solar panel owners to feed the grid. Why this opposition to solar, and what impact do you think it'll have on the industry?
Well, this is big for the industry right now. And the American Legislative Exchange Council is the political group that's running the opposition that you're seeing from some utilities. This is a group that brings together business interests with lawmakers, and basically they're just trying to get laws passed that are favorable to those businesses. And you've seen a couple big utilities support ALEC in their efforts to limit net metering. They call solar system owners free riders because the system owners are, in the utility's eyes, not paying for the full grid costs. The utility's forced to pay them for the electricity they produce, but the rest of the costs in maintaining all the complex machinery that makes up the grid isn't being accounted for. So this political front group is working with some utilities and attempting to rewrite legislation that changes net metering laws.
So does the utility industry and ALEC, by extension, did they have a point? I mean, if everybody buys a solar panel and puts it on their house, who is going to pay to transport all this electricity around the country?
I think they do have a point. And to some degree, I think the solar industry recognizes that they have a point. So if more and more people invest in solar and are using less grid services, the utility still needs to account for all the things, all the infrastructure needed to maintain the grid. And those costs are going to fewer and fewer customers. So long term, yeah, it's an issue. The problem is we haven't seen a definitive study that accounts for solar's value on the grid. And my sense is that what you'll see is that solar is a slight net benefit to the grid, but it's not as much as the solar advocates claim, and it's probably more than what the utilities claim. But we just haven't gotten there yet.
Well, Stephen Lacey, thank you for joining us today.
Reed, thanks for having me. A pleasure.
That was Stephen Lacey. He's senior editor at Green Tech Media. We were talking about new rules on solar energy in Pennsylvania and around the country. This is the Allegheny Front.